My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This bothered me because I don't think that this is representative of a championship team. Now, it's kind of a small little footnote because there were a lot of malfunctions within the game.
Right.
Can you imagine Paul O'Neill or Tino or somebody else getting drilled back of the day and the Yankees not doing anything about it? Now, listen, this is not, big tough guy run. No. And I'm not here to advocate violence. But when it's pretty obvious that the opposing pitcher, who in this case, Andrew Heaney, was called for a pitch clock timing violation and did not seem very pleased about it. And he, a little back and forth with the ump, a little back and forth with Juan Soto. Next pitch drills him. Don't tell me he got away from him. And there was nothing done about it by the Yankees.
Yeah, that was pathetic because you clearly can see that Heaney was ticked off. And he didn't even hide it. Like, he could have thrown one outside and the next one up and in. He was clearly upset about the pitch clock violation and then drills Soto up and in.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees do nothing about it. Soto doesn't do anything about it. Yankees bench. The Yes Network cut away to the Yankee bench. They're just standing there looking like
crickets.
I'm with you, BT. I thought that. Now, am I going to make a huge deal of it? I'm with you. Like, are we looking to cause problems and fight? No, but put yourself in that situation. I don't care if you've never played a sport before, whether it's a family thing, whether it's a work function.
Yeah.
There's camaraderie in life in many facets.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, this is a team that's been together for, 140 games so far. You want to go back to last year or the year before. Well, whatever the point may be, they're together every day. They're traveling. And one of their guys gets hit. By the way, I would call out Soto specifically, too.
I'm not bypassing him.
I was just in my mind, I felt like if you do that to Francisco Alvarez, you're going to have a problem. And I don't know why that was the first guy that came to my mind. It's not a Met Yankee thing. I'm just thinking, Soto should. If somebody,
at least chirp back.
Well, if somebody hit you like that.
No, I mean, dude, I'm so far beyond playing it. Here's how I always answer that question. I get it, because I think you know me by now. When I was younger, I think I know what I would have. I would have at least said something.
But even
I can
now,
promise you that.
Oh, okay.
And if I was on the mound, I would have had my teammates back.
Okay, and even if it's not just about retaliating in the baseball way, when you're wronged as an individual, are you just going to sit there and take it and move on? Or are you going to speak up for yourself? At the very least, I'm not saying Soto's got to charge the mound.
No,
but I'd be like, what the bleep is your problem?
Same
here. What are we doing here? You clearly hit me on purpose. Don't take your issues out with the ump on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's even less on Soto and more on his teammates to respond and get up to that top step and start yelling themselves.
Like Posada did with Pedro, pointed at his head that day with the Kareem Garcia headshot.
Or somebody come out, or Boone come out and be like, what the hell is this?
Uh-huh.
Or retaliate the next way where you drill somebody. I'm with that. I just think it's part of the game, yes. Also part of life in certain extents.
We're on the same page.
You got drilled. It was clearly on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they just took it.
You got to stand up for yourself. And there's the reason why the Yes Network, inside that truck, the directors are saying, hey, pan to the Yankees dugout.
Right.
Because they're expecting
a reaction.
Some sort of pushback. Nothing. That bothered me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.